Wake up, adventurers. It's Rupersode time. I'm your co-host, Chris.
I'm your co-host, Pete.
This is the Rupersode episode for our Four Swords season. Pete, what is a Rupersode episode?
Our Rupersode Bloopersode episode is exactly what I just said. It's outtakes of this season.
It is a compilation of the dumb stuff that we said that didn't make the episodes.
Sometimes it's dumb. Sometimes it's dumb stuff, and sometimes it's like, you know, recording incidents, or, you know, remember that time when I had fireworks blasting out behind me?
I think 50% of our current Rupersode content is us just like talking as you look outside your window in disbelief of what's going on out there. Anyway, if this is your first Hello High World episode, maybe try any other episode out first. It would be weird to start here. But we have a full season on Skyward Sword and the Minish Cap, and even Four Swords Anniversary if you're freaky.
Hey, if you like theories, check out that season. It's really good.
Absolutely. So enjoy those and then come here. Meanwhile, Pete and I will be back with our Ocarina season at the end of February 2023.
It's a coming.
Enjoy this, and we will see you back for that in just a few weeks.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Ba-da-bop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, Hyrule.
This Welcome. Is a bonus.
What? Oh, this yeah, you're right.
This is a bonus. Don't take this from me.
Sorry, I'm just so sleepy.
I get two of these a year.
Now, you got a few more. There was a short season.
Yeah. I have had like 5 this year. I honestly, every time I stop doing these, it's like, phew. Like every time we kick back into the main season, it's like, oh, it's good to not be starting these episodes.
One of these seasons, we're going to throw everybody for a loop and you're going to introduce the whole season.
No, I don't want that responsibility at all. You're very good at it. I do not want to ever be the first person to speak on a mainline episode.
Hmm.
Okay, that's good, Rupert.
Tell me to wake up.
Okay. Wake up, adventurers. It's time for another Hello, Hyrule bonus episode. Let me get a few of those. Wake up, adventurers. It's time for another Hello, Hyrule bonus episode.
Wake up, adventurers.
Oh.
It's time for another Hello, Hyrule bonus episode. Hylia is putting water in the... Hylia is putting fluoride in the water.
Oh,
brainwashing
no.
the oh. brainwashing the Zora.
Uh-huh.
Getting them to eat all the magma babies.
I'm not gonna entertain whoever who we both know this to be. I'm not gonna
direct to the Rupersode. Straight to the trash can. Hey everyone. It's I just hit record also.
Okay.
By the way, someone tweeted at me like just directly, and they said like, hey, I love listening to you guys, but I work in retail and it's always super loud, and can you make your recordings louder?
What?
And I was like, there might be something valuable here. I responded to him. I said like, hey, is it like consistently an issue, like, or maybe did we have like one episode that was a little bit quieter? I mean, I was like is one of us quieter than the other one?
I mean, I throw us into level later, so you and I should be the same volume at least.
Yeah, I may do something similar as well.
That's
I don't know,
puzzling.
It was a weird direct tweet to get.
Maybe it was like one of our early episodes, because we definitely had some touch and go volume issues early on.
That's a good point. I'm still terrified to go back to those.
Oh man, I just remember that one guy who corrected us about episode one of the show, like season one, episode one, something that we had said, and we were in season 2.
Yeah. I kind of hope that keeps happening. That's very funny.
It's very funny.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, Hyrule. Hello, Hyrule. There we go. Get an option. Have it your way. Welcome to episode one. No. One? Yeah, one. I don't know. I don't count the numbers anymore. Welcome back to the premier Legend of Zelda Travelogue podcast.
So Zelda goes to examine the blade. She's grabbed by Vati in his demise form, who is hovering atop the sanctuary.
Excuse me, his demise form?
Why did I write in his demise form? Vati's... I have to go back to my Minish Cap notes.
Was it like Vati's wrath?
Yes. You got it at the same time I found it. The Shrine of Beginnings reminds me of the Shrine of Resurrection a little bit.
Because it's a shrine? That's a lot of places in Zelda.
Hold on.
I can see the gears turning.
I'm reaching.
Yeah, don't dislocate your arm reaching so hard there, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me that, like, in so many ways, Capcom looked at this game when they were taking things for the Minish Cap. And in this regard, they looked at the Nat Hat. And they made it the sorcerer's hat. Like,
right.
You would think, because functionally, the Nat Hat, like you mentioned, is Ezlo.
You can't take the Nat Hat and hold it over your head like a parachute. That's just Ezlo.
Okay, no, right. But its primary function being to make the character shrink, though. So it's interesting that they chose the green hat for Ezlo in the Minish Cap and made the red hat the hat that Vati uses as the sorcerer's cap. I mean, just kind of a little detail.
It could just be a cultural thing.
Like Minish culture,
they wear pointy red hats, right?
I guess they do, yeah. I mean, the little jewel in the front, though, isn't common across all of them, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, that's the special ones.
That's the special ones. Anyway, all right, the next enemy we have here, and I have been excited to talk about this the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Haikun and Nokun. These are two unique enemy types introduced in this game.
Haikun and Noken.
Nokun or Noken?
Noken and Haikun.
It's N-O-K-K-U-N. Okay.
N-O-K-K-E-N. One ends in N, one ends in UN.
Wait. I have UN on the wiki page I'm looking at right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not trying to be pedantic. I just, one of us is wrong.
Let me look it up. Kun? Nakun. What?
I'm on fandom.
Are you serious? Where did I get Naken then?
I don't know.
I'm going to check another wiki to see which one is wrong.
Maybe we should just power through. Okay. Yeah. Check the other wiki. We should name and shame.
We should do what?
Name and shame.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my laptop is going nuts.
Yeah. Let's push through and do the postcards.
Okay.
Maybe we could do 4 out of the 6 postcard things.
Oh yeah. You know what, Chris? Different Wikipedia articles. It seems they can't decide whether it's Nakun or Naken.
Okay. So let's like redo that bit. And then let's talk about that.
It's Rupersode. Anyway.
Yeah. So we have brand new enemies to the series introduced for this game and never used again after this game. Haikun and Nokun.
Is it Nokun or Noken, Chris?
I don't know.
The wikis don't seem to have it straight what the ending of that name is.
Right. Yeah. Different places give it a different name. And I don't think either of us checked the instruction manual to Link to the Past and 4 Swords. So yeah. It's one of those.
Yeah. Unfortunately, anyway, didn't reach out to eBay for one of those.
This is just the wildest part about this whole game, maybe to me. Do you want to describe what these enemies look like? My alluring attraction is, I guess it's kind of like a cliff diving, but instead you're going across tremendous craters with magnets.
Ooh, okay.
So figure out the maximum distance that these two magnets can launch people across, and then just have like kids, like one kid on the safe side of a wall, and then another kid has the opposite polarity and gets pulled across the crater.
You know, I'm
actually, the safe kid has to be a worker of the the place because they have to walk them, safely.
Oh, child labor.
No, not a child. The one kid on the safe side, the one person on the safe side of the wall has to be able to walk the tourists, down the wall and to safety.
Okay. So magnet glove spelunking.
No, not. Okay. I'm not explaining this well because I'm tired. Let me retry all of that. He grabs the 4 sword and declares that he's off to slay the sorcerer.
What is this from?
I think this is from the books.
What books? Which one?
Hold on. I don't have that offhand. This is from the Hyrule Historia. So with that, I guess we should take a step forward into
All right. Keep going.
Let's go to Vati's palace.
Okay, the reason I ask, because I did just notice something about this area. Can you take a look at that map, please, and tell me what that floor tile pattern looks like to you?
When you said I noticed something, it clicked into place for me at that same moment. The Minish portals have been here all along.
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about the eyes that are all over the flooring?
Let me take another look. Oh, you know what? I just noticed that. I assumed that was just more of Vati's influence on stuff.
It could be. But I mean, that is also kind of exactly what the clone portals look like.
No, what I'm referring to, Chris, is the actual, it's kind of like a diamond outline. It's kind of like a diamond outline on the floor, which in itself has also two little holes that look like the rest of the floor.
Oh, okay.
Now, what do those spaces in the center look like to you?
Hold on, I'm trying to find what you're referring to.
It's like a darker portion. There's two of them inside the center of the floor here.
I'm not seeing.
Do they possibly, bear with me.
Oh, no. I'm physically not seeing what you're referring to.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and, cause the pink and purple picture I sent you.
Oh, I see it.
I thought you saw that already. Ah,
I didn't. Okay. Let's go back and just make it sound like you're talking about it.
Okay.
Initially.
So like you see, all right. Do you see what I'm referring to?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
So it's the circular eye around the statue of Vati that exists when we first enter this arena?
Yes, not that though. To the left and to the right of that, there are two spaces in the tiles and the bricks that kind of like have the same color, the darker purple color as the rest of the floor, and they make kind of this shape.
Okay.
That mirrors itself on either side of the eye.
I'm not sure what exactly. Spell it out for me.
Okay. What other creatures do we typically associate, especially you and I, having done this show? What creatures do we associate with the Palace of Winds?
The Minish.
Really? Nothing else?
The Keaton?
What? No, not at all. Two massive creatures that might be in the sky, Chris?
The Georg? Where do you see anything?
Look at them. They look like two stingrays back to back.
This is in the picture that you sent me?
Yes.
I do not see what you're referring to.
Hang on. I'm going to copy. This is going to be a weird episode. One second. Are we already at 50 minutes? Oh, no. Okay, let me see.
We'll fly through the hero's trial.
Highlighting a thing for my friend Chris. Do-do-do-do-do. Upload that. I did a very hasty job getting it there, but it's on the floor.
Oh. Okay. Let's make a clean edit for you.
If you just go like, oh, that'll be enough, really. I have now decided that all things you two make up, like the Dark Nut Santa and this janitor, I will draw and compile into a file. Not really. I mean, it's even if we found some more interesting parts about it, how it's like the spooky level and whatnot, it's kind of like nothing really to write home about, you know?
Nothing really to write home about.
No offense, Papa Nintendo. No offense, Capcom.
No offense, Grezzo.
No offense, Grezzo. Any of you, no offense. It's, you know.
This one's not it. You get there with Four Swords Adventures. I know that for a fact. This one's not always it.
You swung. You made the effort. You swung. You put yourself out there. It just didn't work out.
Speaking of, I don't have a transition for this. Death Mountain.
Speaking of it didn't work out, Death Mountain.
I had a very silly instance. Do you remember when the Switch was being referred to as the Nintendo NX and everyone was trying to understand what the NX was and there were like leaked pictures coming out?
Yeah, this one is shaped like an oval. Remember that? Where it's like, oh yeah, it's a handheld screen. They got that part right.
I do remember that because I found this room in the dungeon and I immediately thought, holy cow, it's that fake 3D printed NX prototype. And I'll post this on the Instagram.
That's what reminded you of that?
Look at it. It's an oval with the two thumbsticks right in there.
It is. Okay, so what Chris is describing is a very, very small chamber, maybe less than 10 spaces tall, and in the center it has two little buttons to stand on for you and your computer companion,
and it looks just like the fake 3D printed confidential property NX that wasn't real but everyone was convinced was real.
It looks just like, it looks 100% just like that. I am being completely genuine.
Thank you, Pete. I'm glad that you genuinely feel that way, and I certainly don't have to edit around it to make it seem like you earnestly agree.
Yeah, this was kind of a weird one, right? Because like, you stand on the two buttons and then it closes you in and you get rained on with rupees for a bit and then it opens up again.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice moment in this very treacherous level.
Well, sure, but why they lock you in?
I don't know. I wonder if that's a thing. You know what? That might be a thing of if you're playing multiplayer, you want to make sure everyone's in the room. And if you hit those switches without getting everyone in there, then not everyone's collecting
rupees. So if two players have an alliance, they can go in and activate this and kick everyone out?
By the way, I should show you when I started a new playthrough of Four Swords, because I completely botched my save file. I did Odang, but with like all weird symbol letters.
Why?
So it's like, I don't know. Why not? Because the symbol letters were there. So I'll post it on Twitter or something probably at some point.
And if you want to find us individually on Twitter, I am at the edge of my Pete.
And I am at a man named Babs. I guess
say
what
it.
Do we have...
Say it.
Wait. Before we do that. Next episode on Hello, Hyrule. Yeah, exactly. It almost feels like that.
That's pretty cool.
It is. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Never mind.
Okay. That was ominous.
And my number five is... I really like the feeling of all the rupees popping up when you beat a tough enemy room.
Okay. Kind of the popcorn rupee areas. Those are kind
of fun. The popcorn rupee areas. That's a fun idea, because if you did that, then you would just be baking little four swords links.
What?
If those rooms are baking popcorn or popping popcorn?
Oh, you're talking about like actually submerging four small boys in oil. No.
I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is, when you said the popcorn rooms, that's what my brain went to. Anyway.